the devil are you all? Right, I'll keep this brief because I'm not very well tonight. Tonight I'm joined by Selena, who's had an experience with some strange glowing eyes, and also may have run across this, you know, this phenomenon known as the hitchhiker theory, where you see this creature or something paranormal and it follows you back home. You know, this crops up from time to time. You know, I can't give you a percentage of what cases it appears in, but it does crop up from time to time. So maybe there was something like that going on here. But you listen to it and make of it what you will. Again, Selena's not saying this is what happened. We're just giving you the experience and, you know, it is what it is. Anyone that wants to support me, the easiest way you can do that is by checking out my clothing company, which is called X Skull Clothing. X Skull, as in a head. X Skull Clothing. You can go on the Facebook page, X Skull Clothing, and you can go on the website, xskullclothing.com, and pick up something from there, and that will help me out massively. There is a Dogman and a Wildman t-shirt on there, if you're so inclined. But yeah, please check it out. That's the easiest way to help me. And thank you very much for being here and spreading the word. You know, God bless you all. Thank you very much. Right, on with tonight's show.
I started getting into listening to things about this just purely out of interest about, I would say, probably about 3 years ago now. And it was when I started to read all of these accounts and all of these apparent true stories of sightings of these things that I started to question what I saw when I was a child. So up until like late 30s, I'd never really questioned it. And I think the reason for that is because I was so young when it happened. So just to go back and explain, I was 8 years old. I was on holiday with my cousin. So every year we'd go on caravan holidays. So, you know, we'd go to Cornwall, you know, all over the place, Wales. And I can't remember specifically where we were on this particular holiday, but we'd stay in the caravan with my aunt and my uncle. So every evening we'd go to the clubhouse and we'd just like do whatever there. And I just remember this one night where everyone was coming out of the clubhouse. It was about 12 a.m, so it was quite late. And we were walking back to the clubhouse, walking back to the caravan. And when we got into the caravan, we kind of like were messing about in the caravan. And you know, in caravans where you've got that seat that goes round the back of the window and the window kind of like wraps round the back of the caravan?
We were kind of sat on
like a bench thing. And we were sitting on there and we were messing about. And my cousin said to me, my cousin was the same age as me, so we're both 8 years old, "Let's put our head behind the curtain to scare ourselves, basically, to like look out into the darkness."
Yep.
So we did. And what was staring back at me were just two bright yellow eyes. Now, it was absolutely terrifying because it was pitch black. And the only way I can describe these eyes is to say to you that whatever they belonged to was stationary. So, you know, it wasn't moving. It wasn't a bird hovering. It wasn't anything like that. It was stationary. It was looking directly at us. And it was as though someone had taken yellow cardboard, cut out two yellow eyes and stuck them onto black paper. That's the only memory I have of how they looked in that moment, just like two bright yellow eyes. And I don't know how long we were behind this curtain for. It must have been seconds because we come out of the curtain and my cousin was like, "Did you see that?" And I said, "Yeah." And she went, "I'm going to put my head back behind the curtain." And I said, "I'm not." And she did it and there was nothing there. So that was absolutely terrifying as an 8 year old. And I think over the years, like throughout our childhood, we never spoke about it. So we went to bed that night. We were absolutely terrified. We sat up and told ourselves stories about fairies to try and like make ourselves not frightened to go to sleep. And I remember that night just not sleeping at all. And I remember on that holiday where we'd go to bed at night and you could hear like sheep and stuff. And that night there was just no sound. There was just no animal sound out there. It was really, really unsettling. And over the years, like we'd kind of said, I think we didn't talk about it again until around the age of about 10 or 11. And I said to her, "Do you remember that night?" And she went, "Yeah, but I don't want to talk about it." And we've never spoken about it again. And what struck me, like years later, I think I told my mum when I was about 20. I said, "You know, I have this like really, me and Beth, you know, my cousin, we had this really like messed up like experience. We were at a caravan site," and my mum's like really spiritual. She like really believes in stuff. And she was like, "Well, you might just be sensitive to things." And I'm a non-believer of pretty much everything. So I'm an atheist. I'm not very spiritual, so I don't really believe in anything. But I know that what I saw was not an animal, and it wasn't a person. And how I've rationalized that over the years is because there was no eye shine, which I think I mentioned to you in the email.
Right.
Just bright yellow and no face, nothing. We couldn't see anything else. Whatever it was stationary, it wasn't moving. It was looking directly at us. And it was about 7 feet tall. Because when you think about a
Yeah.
static caravan, they're normally
Off the ground, yeah.
pitched. Yeah. So by the time you get to that back window, you're about 7 feet in the air. And there's just no explanation for what that was. And I've never really thought, "Oh, I saw a werewolf, I saw a whatever, dog man, whatever it's supposed to be, a skinwalker." But then all these years later, when I've started to see this stuff being talked about and started to read all these accounts, it's only now that I've started to question what I actually did see. So up until like 39, whatever, I've always just thought I saw an unexplained thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And now I'm questioning whether I've actually had a sighting, which is like the sightings that I read about online. In my mind, I feel certain that I have. But I didn't realize that there's a community of people that are actually recording, and talking about the things that they're seeing. I thought, you know, back when I was an 8-year-old kid, no one was talking about this stuff.
No.
So for years and years and years, I've just had it in my mind that I saw something weird, but I've never actually spoken about it.
Okay. So, I mean, I've taken reports of both, what we call the dog man, in obviously in the UK we typically used to call it werewolf, but I've taken reports of those having yellow, amberish, glowing eyes, but I've also taken reports of the wild man in the UK, which is essentially like a Bigfoot,
Yeah.
slash Neanderthal type looking thing. And I've reports of that having glowing eyes, amber and red. And then there's another creature in the UK which I've seen, which was more like a hybrid of the two. It's like a some people call it a deer man, a goat man, sheep man.
Yeah, I've heard
Yeah.
like stuff, but not so, I don't hear, like I haven't seen so much about that. It tends to be more the other two that I read about.
Yeah. Well, I think it's easily sort of grouped together those things because, if you see something that's odd like that, the most of the things that come up are going to be Bigfoot or,
Yeah.
werewolf. So obviously people put it in that category. But I've had reports of those having glowing red eyes as well. What I'm thinking.
I've had a couple of experiences, and I just feel like I found out about Deborah Hatwell,
That's well,
that she logs these accounts. And I started to binge read these accounts because I was like, I have to understand more about this because I'm such a non-believer, but I know I've had this experience. I need to understand what exactly it is that I've seen. And so I started binge reading. And then what I kept coming across was some of these people that are having these accounts, they're saying that they think that they're empaths, that they have, people gravitate towards them. They confide in them about really private things. They get very easily drained around people and then need to retreat and spend time on their own. And they have a lot of like really paranormal experiences and they think that they're empaths. And because of what my mum said to me years ago, I then started to think maybe I'm one of those people, but because I'm such a non-believer that I was just not open to it before. And now I've kind of gotten to an age where I've accepted what I've seen. Maybe I've opened up, like, I've become like more mentally like open. And so I feel like I'm having more experiences of things that I can't now explain. I sound absolutely batty.
Yeah, no.
But
'Cause what I would say on that is there's lots of different cultures, Scandinavian, Middle Eastern, I think maybe even the Native American, and they almost call it like a mark. You've been marked, like
yes, did we? Yeah, I
yeah.
read
So
that.
once you've seen one, then you're open. I don't know whether it's frequency. I've got no idea. I don't think anybody really knows. But once you've seen something like that, you're sort of open to the possibility of it. I think a lot of things is like. Because, like you said there, two people can have the same, encounter, and one will go one way, and one will go a completely
Yeah.
different way. Don't just shut off, don't want to talk about it. And then you get the other person who might be more like, I want to know more about this, just curiosity.
Yeah, I mean, I know what's happened with me is that whenever I've had these experiences, I've always had somebody else with me. So somebody else has also witnessed it. So I can't talk myself out of what I've seen.
No.
I can't say to myself, oh, I imagined it. I'm tired. I don't know what I saw there. Because I've always had someone else with me when it's happened. So that evening, I was obviously with my cousin. She saw it too. And then about 2 years ago, I had an experience at home. In 2021, we did a big extension on our house. So we've got an extension on the back now that goes out about, I'd say about 4 meters out, it's about 10 feet high, a roof, a flat roof. And my daughter's bedroom is on the back of the property, which overlooks the flat roof. So it's about 9 o'clock at night. We're lying on her bed, we're chatting. I would say she was about nine at the time, so very similar age to when I had my first experience. And she said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And in our bathroom, above our toilet, we've got a window that opens from the bottom, not from the side. So it kind of like the latch is on the bottom of the window and then it swings out. So when you want to close it, you have to kind of like outstretch your arm and pull it back in. So she said that she came into the bedroom and she was white as a sheet and she said, I've just pulled the window closed and something soft brushed against my hand. And I said, okay, it was probably just a bird. We live really near a nature reserve, so I said, it's probably just an owl. Do you know what I mean? I'm downplaying it to her because I don't want her to be scared. But in my mind, I'm thinking, how bloody strange is that? And then she shut the window. So she came back in the room. She said, you know, whatever. And then we sat on the bed. And I'm not even joking, like, not even 5 minutes after she'd come into the room, we hear three distinct knocks on the window. And she looked at me and she went, did you hear that? And I went, oh, it's just the wind. But in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, I did hear that. And it was three very clear knocks. So it's not like we haven't got any trees near the windows or anything like that. But we have got walking space directly outside the window. And it just completely threw me. And I just thought, I heard it. She heard it. It's undeniable.
What sort of location are we talking about?
As in where in the UK?
I mean, more is like, is it more rural or is it? I mean, we're talking about a built-up area.
We're talking about built-up area. So I live in Solihull, which is the West Midlands, and we have a lot of green belt, but you'd have to travel kind of like maybe 10 or 15 minutes out of the area to get to the green belt. But what I am close to is a nature reserve. So on the opposite side of the road behind the houses is private land where there's a lake and the nature reserve is there. So I'm within a stone's throw from that and it's quite a vast area. Sometimes when I'm walking past the nature reserve, because on my road there's a stretch of woodland which is fenced off, sometimes when I'm walking past there, it gives me the weirdest feeling. And I don't know why, because I'm just not the kind of person that really gets easily spooked.
Interesting.
It goes back to that whole scenario where I just, now that I've kind of come to terms with what I saw when I was a kid, I don't know whether I've opened myself up to now be more susceptible to these types of things, because in December I had another experience, which was in Scotland. We went to Edinburgh and we got lost getting into Edinburgh. So we'd been in the car for about 8 hours. It was pitch black and we got turned around on a country lane because there was a road closure and the sat nav couldn't pick up where we were supposed to go to get around this road closure. So we ended up on this country lane surrounded by like really hilly fields, so like almost like in a valley type thing. There's no road, there's no street lights, there's nothing, and we're going back on ourselves to try and get out of there. And I just glanced out of the window and there was just this huge black lump on the side of the road that just didn't look even like a rock. It looked like something crouched down, but it was absolutely massive and it was black. And I only caught a glimpse of it and I looked back and I couldn't see it. And I didn't say anything. I've not even said anything to my husband and my daughter about this. It really freaked me out.
I think there's certainly like a part of you that's going to be obviously you're aware that this is there, so you're going to be more like searching for it if you know what I mean.
I don't know whether I'm subconsciously, like in the car, I'm subconsciously looking out there and I'm subconsciously wondering if there's anything out there, whether I'm then imagining what I've seen or whether I'm actually seeing it.
No, I wouldn't say you're imagining it. If you see something, you're seeing it. What it could be. Again, if it was a road that you're used to traveling on, and then you see something that's out of place, you can be more definite, can't you? You know
Yeah,
about it, but.
I can't be 100% sure, but I remember feeling instantly like there was something crouched down on the side of the road.
But if you've got a feeling with it, then I would tend to go more on the side of it probably is something. But he was talking about the woods and getting a feeling from that,
Yeah. In the car, it was like instantaneous fear. So the fear came over me before I even had time to think about what I'd potentially even seen. And I think when I go back to that time when I was 8 and I was looking out the window, I was scared before I even put my head out. So I don't know whether that's because I have read accounts where people say they get this really visceral feeling of fear come over them minutes or seconds before they actually encounter something,
I mean,
like a really deep kind of like protective instinct almost.
I mean, I was talking to someone off the air that was, it's a very similar sort of thing. What driving through this wooded road, and they saw something off the side of the road, which their brain was telling them was a rock or a
Yeah,
tree
but that's
stump.
where I went.
But they
I went to
knew, but
rock.
they'd already got the feeling before they saw the rock. They'd already got a feeling that something was off, And then obviously they see this rock, and the brain's telling them it's a rock, but then they see it stand up.
Oh, God.
So, you've got that, but they got the feeling first. And
Yeah,
I asked them twice. I
that's
was like,
nice.
you sure you got the feeling before you saw it? Absolutely. The reason that I was
Yeah.
looking is because I got the feeling. So, going back to you, the first encounter with the glowing eyes, though.
Yeah.
So you're on this bench seat, you've got the curtain,
Yeah.
you're putting your head behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to get an understanding of what this creature was doing. Is
It
there
was
any way
standing
that
there
creature could
looking.
see inside that caravan? I mean, was the.
They couldn't have seen in because the curtain was shut.
So you think it was more
But.
like passing, and then you just popped up at the right time, and it just happened to be there, sort of thing.
Well, when we put our head behind the curtain, it was looking straight at us. I feel like it was already there staring at the window. I don't know whether it heard us
Yeah, all
and
right,
was
yeah.
attracted to us. I have heard accounts where children apparently have very different experiences of these creatures where they almost have a benevolent presence around children. I don't know how true this is because 90% of the claims out there are that people are absolutely terrified. But I have heard a couple of accounts of people saying that children seem to have different experiences. Although I have to say, me and my cousin were petrified. We didn't sleep that night. But it was just staring at us as we literally lifted the curtain and put our head behind it. So I think it was already there.
I mean, it's odd, isn't it? Because if that is the case, if it was almost expecting you to pop up, sort of thing, and it, like, I mean,
Did I?
is it
What?
safe to
What?
say
What?
this caravan site was on the coast?
It was on the coast, but I do not know where it was. So when I was a kid, we used to go to places like Littlesea, Poole. I feel like it might have been around that type of area because a couple of years we would go back to the same places. But I can't say for sure. And I've lost touch with my cousin now. We don't really speak that much anymore, so we wouldn't even be able to check with her.
Is
We did say
Poole,
to
is that
her.
is Poole near Dartmoor?
Possibly. I don't really have that many memories of it.
Just trying to think where Poole is. It's South Coast, isn't it?
I think so. It's quite, I know it's pretty far from where I am.
Because I'm just thinking Poole. I think that obviously the Beast of Dartmoor. Yeah, the Beast of Dartmoor sort of, that's well known, isn't it? That's
I've not heard that account.
the Beast of Dartmoor.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, it's that's like goes back way back, and that I mean, there's even some footage of it. I mean, you can probably go on YouTube and find it. And to be fair, it looks if that footage is genuine, it does look like a werewolf, if that's what you say. I mean, it looks more like a hyena to me, but obviously we don't
Yeah.
have hyenas here.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Like I'm hearing and reading, listening to these podcasts, and I'm reading all of these accounts, and some of them are wild. And I'm sitting here thinking, I don't even know if I even believe this. And all I've seen is a set of eyes and had a couple of like other creepy situations. I've not actually seen like the physical outline of whatever these things are. And I feel scared enough having seen what I've seen. So I can't even imagine how I would feel if, I mean, there's accounts where people are saying they can see teeth and fur and hands and feet and stuff. And I'm thinking, I'd probably die on the spot. But I don't know whether I've opened myself up to this now, but I feel like I don't want to keep on having these experiences because it's absolutely terrifying. But going back to being in the car, that feeling of fear came over me before I had that experience. And that happened when I was a child as well.
Yeah, and like you say, it's interesting that there was no animal sounds, at the same
Yeah.
time, which again, that's reported. You know, at least half the account, sort of thing, that the thing goes silent. Just on the glowing eyes, I mean, I'm calling them glowing eyes. I mean, is that what you would say, the way it reflecting, or was it reflecting the light back from the caravan, or would you say they had their own luminescence?
They had their own luminescence.
Yeah.
Over the years, I've had people say to me, "Oh, it was a fox."
Yeah.
And I've said it wasn't a fox because the eyes weren't reflective for one. And a fox would have been so low down to the ground that it can't be explained away as a fox or any other type of animal, really, that we know we've got here in the UK. I mean, we haven't got any bears. So it wouldn't have been a bear on its hind legs, or do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
even a wildcat wouldn't have been that tall.
No. And it didn't do anything when you was at the window for that, you know, that how long would you say you was at the window for? A few seconds or?
I reckon it was seconds, but it
Yeah.
felt like an hour.
And it never moved, it didn't move at all. It just,
No, nothing.
and then when you look
Just
back,
stared
it was
straight
just
at us.
gone.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put my head back behind the curtain, but my cousin did, and she said there was nothing there.
You know, caravan sites, I don't know what it is about caravan sites, or, you know, these particularly on the coast, but I've had maybe half a dozen reports from caravan sites.
I
Have
can't
you,
believe that.
yeah, even up here, you know, we've had one, Tattershall Caravan Park. I know, just is just round me. And then obviously we have the mobile homes, but the rooted ones, you know, like a community, we call it the Fitters
Yeah.
here, just up Cleethorpes. But I've had a couple of reports from there. I've actually had one guy that followed the security guard, actually followed this thing back to the beach, and it run along the beach.
That's crazy.
You know, and then on the opposite side of the coast, Hull way on, same thing, the coast there. So I don't know what it is about. I don't know if it, this creature uses the coastline as a you know, like we would use a motorway, you know, that's its thoroughfare, if you like. And then
Yeah.
obviously with these things beyond the coast, generally speaking, it comes
Yeah.
up for a nosy, or I don't know why it's there, but it's
Why
just
are they so
interesting that I've had
attracted
quite
to,
a lot from
yeah.
caravan sites.
But why are they interested in caravan sites?
I don't know if it's just curiosity. I don't know if they're just using those things to see the lights, and they just, or the smell food. I don't know. I've got no idea, but it's just interesting that it has popped up, you know,
But it
on.
is interesting to me that there seems to be like no accounts of them actually hurting anybody, or have I just not come across those accounts? Because I just think, well, if they're so frightening, and there's been so many sightings of these unexplained things, how come there's no accounts of actual interaction, like physical interaction?
Well, again, you do get reports of people going missing and all these things. And I've got no idea whether that's related to these things or not. I've got, you know, I mean, and I still don't know at this point whether we're dealing with a supernatural creature, or, you know, and you're just an ordinary, not an ordinary animal, but an animal. I've got no idea. The things these can do, and again, whether we're talking about the wild man, or we're talking about, if we're talking more the dog man, the supernatural things that go with these, you know, I have people that have seen these things or heard these things walking on roofs, things like that. And then they go up and have a look, and there's no tiles broken. But clearly these things would be, you know, heavy enough to break tiles on roofs. You know, they get that sort of stuff that goes along with these. You know, that guy chased one down the beach, but there's no footprints.
That gives it a more eerie edge to me because it's easy to kind of say there could be animals that we don't know about that are really elusive.
I think that's easier to live with, definitely.
Yeah, but then to add in that supernatural factor of there could be something else that's more unexplained, it just makes it like the hairs on the back of my arms stand up when I say that. And going back to them being on roofs and stuff,
Yeah.
I've got a 10-foot flat roof at the back of my house. And when we moved in after we had our renovation done, so essentially what we did was we took an old house and we doubled it in size. So the old part of the house is in the centre of the house now, and then around the house is the new part. When we moved back in, I just had this really uncomfortable, eerie feeling that seemed to go on for weeks and weeks and weeks. There's certain parts of the house now where I get that kind of feeling where I want to almost like look over my shoulder. I've got a door downstairs, which is in a new part of the house, which you have to go down a corridor and there's a door at the end. I cannot have that door open
Yeah.
at night. I have to close that door. And prior to doing our renovation, we lived here for 12 and a half years and never felt like that in the house.
I mean,
And
I don't know if you're aware, which you probably are, but they do say in a lot of hauntings that renovation tends to stir up things,
I
you know.
only read about that recently, but
Yeah.
for quite a for about 2 years to 3 years after we did the renovation, so where we've got the flat roof, we've got two huge glass skylights, and we sit directly under one of those in the evening. And I've had to have electric blinds fitted to them because I've got this thing about looking out at night. I have to shut the blinds at night because I just have this feeling that I don't want to look up and see something looking down at me. I know that sounds really silly, but I think that's just me being scarred from the experience that I had when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And
There'll be plenty of people listening to this, you know, and having exactly the same situation. You
yeah,
know,
and
I
like when
think
I finally
human beings are a
found out.
little bit more in tune with what's going on around them than they really want to give themselves credit for.
Yeah, I think with human nature we have that, like, the basic instincts there to kind of like protect ourselves, but society has dulled that down so much that we almost don't really need those instincts anymore. So I think when those instincts come forward and you feel them, it's quite shocking because we don't, like, in everyday life now, we don't really use them in the way that the
No.
human is, the human body or whatever, the human mind is actually supposed to use those instincts.
Well, there was an evolutionary reason for it. I think it goes something along the lines of, you know, if you hear a bush rustle, and you, every time you hear a bush rustle, you think it's a cheetah going to jump out, and you don't go into the woods, you know. So obviously, if you're
Yeah.
foraging, things like that. So we are sort of inbuilt to sort of poo-poo a lot of things, you know. I know you were
Yeah.
saying to your daughter, like, you know, it's a bird, it's this and that. But people will do that in situations like you're in, and they'll be trying to convince themselves that's what it is. You know, it couldn't have been this,
Yeah.
what I saw, it was this. But I think, I mean, it's interesting talking to people like yourself because. Although the encounter was brief, you know,
It's had
fleeting,
a profound effect on me throughout
yeah,
my life.
and I think it does. I mean, I will ask you this before I let you go. I mean, was there any lingering of, because obviously we don't know whether this was a dog man or a wild man we can't see, but I know in a lot of dog man reports, and I asked this to everybody, but was there any after effects? And I'm talking about where you've seen it. Now you've seen it in your house. That's one of the things that does crop up. We don't see it in a certain location, then it comes back to the house. Well, you haven't seen it in your house,
I'm
but you,
so far away from where it
yeah.
happens, because I have read reports where they attach themselves,
Yeah.
but
What about
don't know how
dreams?
that. Don't know. I've never had any dreams.
That's okay, yeah.
No. But going back to when we did our extension, we would hear like these bangs on the roof that would be. Sorry, my German Shepherd has just come into my bedroom and scared the life out of me. Seeing that coming round the door when you're talking about dogmen's
Imagine if you're
not
coming on two
ideal.
legs.
I know. It's weird that he's come up now while I'm having this conversation. We'd hear like these loud bangs, like something landing.
Yeah.
And we put it down to the wood contracting because obviously it's a new part of the property and settlement on a new property can take like 2 years maybe.
Yeah.
But they'd be so loud that we'd be like, maybe it's a bird of prey landing on the roof. But this was before the situation that I had in my daughter's bedroom with the knocking on the window. And now that I've researched these things more, I feel like maybe it wasn't the wood contracting on the roof. And we haven't heard that for about a year now, I would say. just hasn't happened.
And when you say bangs, I mean, are we just talking
Like
about,
something landing.
so like just
Like,
one sort of big thud, like.
yeah, like we'd hear a thud and then like maybe an hour later we'd hear another one. Never heard anything walking around. Just really
Yeah.
bizarre. Like can't really explain it.
No, that is odd.
Yeah, and then obviously the situation with my daughter. My daughter's actually nearly 13 now, so we have had conversations about what we heard that night. She's totally open to the fact that it was something paranormal. Just a bizarre, like it can't be explained away by imagination
You know,
because them two of
what
us.
is strange, and I've had this, like, this fear, and I don't know why, but I've always had a fear of putting, when the window's outside, it's gone outside like that, and you have to put your hand outside the window to pull the window back in. I don't know why,
Yeah.
I've always just had an uneasy thing about doing that. So you've
Because
made
my
it
daughter said,
worse.
like, yeah, because my daughter said something brushed my hand, and then 2 minutes later we got knocking on the window. I mean, it was like this. Very deliberate knocking, which completely
It's not.
freaked us out. And every time I have to shut that window now, I'm praying to God, don't even believe in God, but I'm praying to God that like nothing touches my hand, and it hasn't. But I don't know, like I hear stories about people getting followed home by these things, and then these things just keep on appearing all the time. But I was so far away from my home that I don't know how that would have even been possible.
No, that's what leads into this more supernatural aspect with these creatures, or I think we call it supernatural at the moment because we don't really understand it, but there's certainly something going on there that's outside the normal. I think that's,
Yeah.
and then the fact that you just can't catch up with them as well, something's
Yeah, how
off.
strange. I've heard some accounts that people have said they've appeared in their houses. When my daughter was really little, she would have like what we said at the time was like this reoccurring dream or like a night terror, where she said she woke up in the middle of the night and she'd look at her bedroom door. This is really freaking me out to say this, but she said that she saw a wolf's snout peeking round her door, and that really sends shivers down my spine.
It's
I
this
feel like I
dream.
sound like a crazy
Yeah,
person
no, you're
who's
not,
really,
because
really
I'm trying
hypersensitive.
to find the words to explain it, but I mean, as simple as I can say it is, this thing about dreams and these creatures is there's something going. I mean, there's a connection between shadow men and dreams, or this sleeping state that we're in, and shadow men appear. This sort of, there's a distinct connection between shadow people and that sort of, that sort of awakened state. And obviously
Yeah.
sleep paralysis is around that state as well. But
Yeah.
this connection with these creatures and dreams, and then entering people's houses while they're dreaming and stuff like that. I mean, there's lots of those things. And again, we can't just throw it all out and say it's all woo-woo, because
Yeah.
it seems to report it a lot more than what people would think about.
Yeah, I mean, I've now that I've researched it, I realise that sightings like this go back hundreds of years across the world. So I just feel like it can't be people's imagination because there wouldn't be that many accounts of it. And I can only speak for myself. I only know my own experiences that are 100% real.
Well, the
And
thing on
also my
imagination, it
daughter, her experience of that, whether she was imagining it or not, that's not my experience, that's her experience. And we should essentially not be, our experiences should essentially not be linked. But I just wonder whether, if we go back to people being empaths and people being like more, spiritually susceptible to these things, whether
Mm-hmm.
she's inherited that from me and she's having her own set of
It
experiences.
certainly does seem that it's possible it's some sort of genetic thing going on. You get that in cultures where you'll get, a family member's a shaman or whatever, and the next family member is one just because of one relative was, that sort of thing, where it's sort of innate in those people. And that I guess we would call that now genetic, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, again, there's so much here, isn't there? So
So what spurred you into researching this then? Is it because of your own personal experiences or?
with not necessarily with these creatures. I don't think I've ever had an encounter with a werewolf dog man, if you like. I've seen a couple of other things which were possibly the British Bigfoot, if you like, and a goat man. But yeah, no, I had some weird paranormal things when I was younger. Incidentally, I actually saw something on the roof. I was compelled to go to the window one night. The sequence of events was strange. I woke up and I was compelled to go to the window. Went over to the window, I looked out the window and I saw a shooting star. And I thought, I wonder if that was why I was compelled to go to the window. And then out the corner of my eye, I see something move. And I looked across and we had a roof that jutted out from the building, a side of our building. And there was a creature on that roof. And to my sort of 10-year-old mind, this creature was, it appeared to me like Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But I don't know, I've got no idea why. But it was in the moonlight and it was glistening. And it, Shredder's got like, I don't know if you remember Shredder, but he had like,
Yeah.
like metal plates over him. And I think that's what my mind went to when I see this glistening. I think it went, I don't know why. But this creature looked at me, realized I'd clocked it, and then slinked off down the backside of the roof there. And again, that was just one of those things that happened. Maybe when I was 10-year-old,
Yeah.
and then nothing happened. Maybe for, I don't know, 10, well, not 10, but maybe 5 years after that, 3, 4 years after that, and then I had something else. But yeah, that, I mean, and I got no idea.
Would you say that you're susceptible or sensitive to seeing things that other people might not be
Yeah, I did think
emotionally
that with,
open?
I had a fairy encounter, and I did think possibly that was genetic because of the Irish heritage, and
Yeah.
that with the link there. I don't know where I stand on all that, but I did think that there was something there.
Yeah.
But then the other people in my family don't necessarily see these things, so
Yeah, I mean, I've never like done a deep dive into this with my mum, but when I was younger, my mum was very spiritual. She has this real ability with animals. She's very, animals are just attracted to my mum. It's just weird. And then before I was born, she used to practice white magic. So my mum's a real hippy dippy type, you know, and I'm the polar opposite of my mum. And I just feel like I might have inherited some sensitivity from her, and I feel like my daughter might have inherited that from me. But this is something that I've only really sort of come to terms with in the last 2 to 3 years.
Well, you'll have to let me
But
know if anything else happens.
I will. I'll keep you posted. I'm hoping it won't. I think a lot of people who I've read accounts of say they don't want to have any more experiences. They don't want to see these things. I read one account of this girl who was stalked for years and years and years. This thing would show up in her back garden. And I just think, oh my God, like, you know, I don't want to have anything like that happen to me. That would be my absolute worst nightmare. But it does seem as though I've had quite a few experiences in recent years. So, you know, from the age of eight, nothing. And then I get up to my late 30s, early 40s, and then all of a sudden I'm having like, you know, experiences that are happening quite close together. That's quite scary. But
I don't know if there's a.
if anyone knows of any way to stop it from happening, if you ever speak to anyone, let me know.
Oh, I mean, I mean, that is a rabbit hole. I mean, there's so many different solutions to a problem. I give you, for instance, I don't know how true it is, but people say sulfur. If you put sulfur around your property, that keeps them away. Obviously, when you're dealing with a wild man, you're talking more like cameras, lights, that sort of thing. I've got no
Yeah.
idea.
Are they evil entities, or are they benevolent and we're just scared of them because we don't understand what it is we're actually looking at?
Depends who you talk to. Certain people have had really, really frightening situations with these things that they've almost done it to torment people, so deliberately frightening people.
Right.
So there's that, and then there's other accounts where they literally, two people, this the person walks up on it, this thing just gets up and walks off. So it's difficult to say, and it might just be that they're all different,
Yeah.
you know.
What's the thing with the knocking on the window? Because obviously in Navajo culture, they believe that they have to be invited into your home, and so the knocking is to entice you to let them in. Do we believe that in England with the dog man, or is that a completely different belief system?
No,
Or do nothing's been like I can't really find anyone online talking about what the knock
I don't
is.
know. I know there's a lot of cultures that do think they have to be invited in. And then again, there's plenty of stories of these things coming to people's properties, knocking on the windows, trying the door handles, things like that. When we know a creature like this could just push the door open, you know,
Yeah.
whether it was locked or not, you
Yeah,
just
it
smash
doesn't
through the
make
door.
sense, does
No.
it?
So there's something. Again, I don't know if this goes back to the supernatural side. I mean, I've got no idea, but there is some link between, them not coming in, but then the people see them in dreams inside the house, or those sorts of things. So I don't
Yeah.
know. I mean, I've no idea.
Because my daughter was so young when she said that she was having these, experiences where she was waking up and seeing this like nose poking around her door, we just always chalked it off to she's just young, she's
Did
just
she do
having.
it more than once then? She had this dream.
Yeah. And for years, she's always said to me, her room gives her the creeps. Not so much now, she's older. She's always been in the same room. But yeah, she's always said her room gives her creeps. But my home is like a 1950s house, and it's only ever had two owners. So it had the lady and her husband who bought it when it was built, and me and my husband. So as far as I know, there's been no deaths or anything here. There's no. In my home, I don't feel like there's something here that's like not good, but I still get creeped out in certain parts of the house. But yeah, I don't know. It's just the whole like wolf's nose, and like we have German shepherds. We've always had German shepherds, but they don't really come upstairs at night. So I've never really put it down to it being one of the dogs. If it was, they'd probably just go in and get on the bed. Do you know what I mean? They wouldn't like creep about it.
No.
So I don't know. I just really don't know whether that is just a dream of hers or whether it's all interlinked. It just seems very odd that that's her experience. I don't know what I saw that night when I was 8, but when I read the accounts and I think about the experiences that I've had since, I think it was Dogman. That's just where my mind goes. I don't even consider I mean, it could be wild man, I guess. I don't really know much about that. But when you're talking about like a Bigfoot or whatever, my mind just never goes to that. I
No.
don't know why that is.
Well, I mean, you was there, so I suppose you can only go on what you was feeling at the time, or, you know.
Yeah, I just feel like my experiences make me feel like if I had to pick between the three, that it was that and not the other two. But when I say dog man, I feel like, come on, like I feel like I'm being a bit silly. Do you know what I mean? Like I still don't fully like believe it, even though I know that I had that experience. I think it's just years and years of like not really thinking about it. But I'll send you the link for the Palmyra Wolves. I think that would be a really fascinating one for you too.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one.
I've re-watched it. It just freaks me out every time I watch it. I just think that is the most horrifying story of all. But yeah, it's nice to talk to somebody who's actually had experiences of their own and actually understands what it is that I'm going on about. Except my husband does believe me, and that he's not really ever had any. He said I've never even like thought that I've even like had a paranormal experience. You know, I've not really had anything ever happen to me. So he's like, I believe you, but I can't like help you out basically. I can't say, oh well, you know,
No,
whatever,
I
blah
think
blah
that's fair. I think if
blah.
people have not experienced, I think it's very difficult to just believe it, which I get, but hey, there's still time, isn't there? So you never know what might happen. But you'll have to let me know if anything else does happen, and yeah, it was great talking to you. Again, the sighting was brief, but the things that have gone along with it, and the bits that have happened in your life, it's possible it's all interlinked. I mean, I guess we'll never really know. But yeah, if anything does happen, please let me know. And thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking the time to listen to me, and I will keep you posted. If anything else does happen, I'll let you know.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Lou.